You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. It's the second week of Veganary, an initiative to try and turn people to the green side. Vegan diets and lifestyles are totally plant-based, so food-wise, you've no meat, no dairy, no eggs, and outside of your diet, there's no wool, no leather, and also no palm oil because it is very harmful for orangutans. This month is a good month to give veganism a go if you were interested in it. I spoke to Joanne Burgess, a committee executive member of the Vegan Society of Ireland, about why she decided to become vegan.
About 6 or 7 years ago, so not that long. I'm 62, so, you know, you can figure out from that that pretty much I was eating meat and dairy for my entire life.
And what was the motivation? What made you think we'll go for something else?
I witnessed a shipload of young bull calves being sent to Libya, and I was horrified. And to this day, I am horrified.
Joanne told me that the shipment of animals like this is common. And aside from the animal welfare concerns, she also pointed out that this leaves a very large carbon footprint. I also had some questions of practicality for Joan in terms of what she eats.
I don't take any supplements. And I suppose because now, as I say, I didn't become vegan for any health reasons. I had cancer a year or two before I witnessed the animals. So as a consequence of that, actually, my bloods and everything else are monitored every couple of months. Mm. They are extraordinarily healthy. You know, it's so I don't take any supplements. I eat a very, very varied diet, but I don't take any supplements.
There is more accessible items now than there would have been perhaps even whenever you'd started.
There really is a lot. Like, there's so much on offer. And certainly going to a supermarket, buying your ingredients, just like anyone else does, you know, it's not hard. You can get your protein through tofu, through beans, through nuts, through loads of sources of protein other than meat. And it's cheap. You know, this is not an expensive diet.
Is it? Because that's a common misconception, that to be vegan is very expensive.
I used to always cook a stew, right? I like stews, and particularly this time of the year. So I used to cook a stew with lots of vegetables and, you know, a tin of tomatoes and beef, you know. And now instead of the meat, I throw in a tin of beans. Same level of protein, except the beans cost about 80 cents.
In other food-related news and climate change, Donegal based Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Charlie McConnell, made headlines last week when he said doggy bags shouldn't be needed after a meal and people can ask for seconds if they're hungry rather than getting a large portion. I spoke to him about the matter.
We see massive waste, like, and obviously as Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, whether, you know, it's vegetables, whether it's meat or milk or whether it's fish, you know, there's massive work put in by all of those who work in primary production, farming, fishermen and everybody involved in the production of food in terms of putting that food on tables and also then throughout the food chain. But the unfortunate thing is that so much of it is wasted. It's wasted in the home and it's wasted outside the home. It's wasted along the food chain and it's also wasted in food service. And what we need to see is an increasing awareness of that. We could all play a role in relation to our own homes in terms of making sure that we use all of the food that we bring into the house. But also there's a real role as well in food service for making sure that we're serving portions which actually are going to be eaten and offering second servings, for example, and second helpings as opposed to actually putting too much in the plate in the first place. It would make much more sense on all fronts. It respects the food that's produced, the work that goes into producing that food. It also respects the resources, the energy, and the climate impact as well that goes into actually making food to make sure that it actually goes to good use at the end of the day. And it's something as Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, I'm putting an increasing focus on. But it's something that each and every one of us in our everyday life, all of us are responsible for wasting food that we could avoid wasting. And we all just need to be really conscious of that.
I'd like to thank Joan Burgess and Minister Charlie McConnell for taking the time to speak to me. If you're interested in becoming a vegan or a vegetarian, definitely check out the Vegan Society of Ireland website. You'll get access to recipes, magazines. They also have a list of vegan-friendly places to go and eat. And as well as this, they also have places where we'll take discounts if you're a member of that society, which is great. This information and other tips can be found on our website, highlandradio.com, and on ourstoprotect.ie. That's all for this week. Till next week, have a great one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.